You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
A very good evening to all the Eagle FM listeners out there. You are tuned in to another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. As always, I am your host, Hende, for the evening. I'll be with you until 8 p.m. And as we said, this is the Eagle Sports Zone. Today, we're going to keep it pretty local today. Talk about all the things that happened over the weekend in the Namibian sporting world. As always, on the Eagle Sports Zone, we like to discuss all the things that make what we see on the field happen. The things that the casual eye might not pick up. We like to analyze the things that make our sports that we love so much happen. You know, whether that's from your sports marketing, your sports governance, all things sports development related, sports psychology. We like to get into it all. And as always, you can tune into Eagle FM programming wherever you are in the world. That's all nations of the world. You can tune in via the Eagle FM mobile application that is free to download on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Simply type in Eagle FM Namibia. Free to download on your phone and you will be able to listen to Eagle FM on the go wherever you are in the world. Alternatively, you can also listen to us on our website. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. Both on the website and the mobile applications, you will see a podcast section that is available to you. In that section, you can, if for whatever reason you missed last week's Eagle Sports Zone, for example, when we had the CEO of the Namibia Rugby Union on, if you missed that conversation, simply go to the podcast section, type in Eagle Sports Zone, and it is available at your fingertips. Whether you missed a show from last month, last year, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago, it's all there available for you in the podcast section. Another fantastic app for you to download is the Imba mobile app. This is the app that has taken Namibia by storm. If you haven't heard of this app, this is a mobile application that gives you access to your favorite hymn books from whichever denomination you may be a part of. All the hymns are accessible in the palm of your hand on your mobile device. So whether you're going to a funeral, whether you're going to a wedding, whether you're going to a memorial, a baptism, wherever it is that you need to be singing hymns, your favorite hymns in various languages, whether that's English, whether that's Oshiwambo, Oshierero, Damaranama, Silozi, German, Afrikaans, Portuguese. If the hymn exists, there's a 99.9% chance that it's in the Imba mobile application. And we've added some brand new features to the Imba mobile application. You can now play the melody of the hymns will now play for you. You can create a favorite list. But of course, these features are part of the new premium package that is being rolled out in the Imba mobile application. So if you haven't downloaded the Imba mobile application and you want access to all the fantastic premium features, which include, like I said, the melodies, which include your favorite list, which include access to various vacancies, various tenders. You know, it's not just a hymn application. This is an app you need for everyday life. And along with the Eagle FM mobile application, they're making all sorts of information accessible to you, whether it's the census report, whether it's the latest budget statement, whether it's the Namibian constitution. Not only the Namibian constitution, constitutions from all over Africa are currently, as we speak, available to you there. All kinds of economic reports, African News Survey, various various reports from, whether that's from the World Bank, whether that's from the African Union. So, once again, make sure to download the Eagle FM mobile application, the Imba mobile application, free to download on the Apple App Store, on the Google Play Store, and become a more informed citizen of the world, really, the world. That's why we make information from the world available to you on these mobile applications. And do remember that tomorrow is Monday, meaning that none other than the Villager e-paper will be published. That's your number one source for business, economic, policy development, agricultural, sports news. Need to look no further than the Villager e-paper. Again, completely free for you to access if you haven't already. Subscribe by sending a WhatsApp message to the following number. That's 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144. Send that number a WhatsApp message. Include your email address if you'd like to receive it over email as well. But be sure, very important step here, be sure to save the number as a contact so that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, right when you wake up, the first thing you see is the Villager e-paper in your messages. Now, moving on to some local sports news. As I said today, we're going to keep it very local. We won't go as global as we've gone in the past. We're going to keep things local. Over the weekend, the Debmarine Namibia Premier League season came to a conclusion with around 30. And of course, African Stars had already sealed the title before this weekend, but they were officially crowned as Debmarine Namibia Premiership champions. That was on Saturday evening. It is now their third consecutive league title. And they've actually, since Debmarine has been a sponsor, it's only been African Stars to win the league. And for winning the league, African Stars received $850,000as a cash prize. And not only did African Stars win the league title, the team honors, they also collected all of the individual honors. With the top goal scorer going to Mbakonja with 15 league goals. Quite interesting there, actually, since he is a midfielder. For a midfielder to win the top goal scorer or the Golden Boot award. Goalkeeper of the season went to African Stars goalkeeper Mervin Kaseturu. He won the goalkeeper of the season, which, interestingly enough, didn't go to the team with the least amount of goals conceded, which was... I'll get that for you in a second, but I know it wasn't African Stars. But he won the Golden Glove Award as the league champion. No, it's not too controversial there. And then the player of the season went to African Stars defender, who was also at the Cassava Cup as part of the Brave Warriors squad. That's Charles Hambira, veteran center back. And also, what was announced was the retirement of African Stars captain Ronald Kashiere, aka Stiga, who is now 37 years old. Those of you that follow Namibian football will be very familiar with Stiga, but he announced his retirement. That match against Young African over the weekend was his final in a African Stars shirt. So a long tenured career. He also played in South Africa at one point in his career, played for UNAM as well. So hats off to a long Namibian football career. And after the commercial break, we'll get into, we'll read a statement actually that came from Dead Marine Namibia that they read at the anti-final game, the prize giving if you want to call it that. Quite a interesting statement that was released by the CEO of Dead Marine Namibia. I wasn't at the game, but it is reported, at least from my sources, saying that what I will read after the commercial break is what he said on the mic out there. But if you'd like to join the conversation at any time, the number in the studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. And we will be back right on the other side of this.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. And as I promised before the commercial break, we will get into the statement that was published by Dead Marine Namibia in regards to the conclusion of the 2024-25 season. And, let's just get into it. This was, these were the remarks by the CEO, as I said, Willie Mertens of Dead Marine Namibia. And, he started off congratulating the teams, in particular African Stars and Young African, who finished second, by the way. African Stars finished with 58 points, and, Young African finished on 54 points. So a 4-point gap there. And it was, It was a well-contested season, you know, with, for a long time, it wasn't a foregone conclusion that African Stars was going to lift the title. There was several weeks in the season where about 4 to 5 teams were always in the running. I mean, as I look at the table now, African Stars, as I said, finished on 58 and Ongos finished in fourth place on 50 points, so 8 points separating the top 4 teams. There's the parity is quite well in our local league. And just for interest's sake, the teams that were relegated: Cougar Tops, Blue Boys, and Young Brazilians. Julinho just survived by They were 11 points clear. So the relegation battle wasn't as exciting as the title battle. But let's get back to the statement that I promised to briefly discuss here. So I won't read the whole thing, but I'll go through some of the, I can say, highlights of the statement. And in the end, you'll see why I wanted to read the statement. So he also alluded to what I said. He said, this season was quite competitive in the sense that with 4 to 5 games to go, there were 4 teams running in the running for the championship, excuse me. And they said that over the past 3 seasons, our commitment to football, to Namibian football, has been steadfast. The numbers speak for themselves. We invested about $50 million into the De Marine Namibia Premiership, they claim in their statement. A sum that has empowered the NFA to strengthen the league operations, improve remuneration, excuse me, of the players, technical staff, referees, medical personnel, guest house and lodges in various towns, transport service providers, and at the same time extend the reach of football across Namibia. They said that their involvement in football commenced with the NFA Cup in 2015 and extended towards their support for the Brave Warriors, the Brave Gladiators, and as well as the ladies teams of Tura Magic and African Stars when they went to compete in the African Club Championships. And so, according to Demarine, they've invested around $80 million over the past 10 years towards Namibian football. They say that has gone towards improving their livelihoods and employing 877 individuals across various roles, including technical teams, security personnel, medical staff, stadium workers, accommodation providers, transport services, referees, and vendors. Right? And so, yeah, they go on to say that, but the real interesting part of the statement is here at the end. When he said, it is now time for the league to transcend to the next stage of becoming independent from the NFA. And we hope that the NFA leadership will make their commitment a reality. We believe that an independent model will be the only way to attract and retain sustainable sponsorship for the league. We had hoped that the transformation project would be far advanced by now. Our wish is that the NFA leadership, although absent today, interesting there, but yeah, although absent today, would start to value, respect, and appreciate sponsors. Put the development of football, the welfare of the players, and the interest of the clubs above their personal objectives. We at De Marine Namibia as a sponsor certainly did not feel respected and valued by the NFA leadership, especially over the past 2 years. Only then will we move forward. Will we move football forward in this country? It's pretty much how the statement ends. So, a lot was said there, sort of, let's say, how can I say that? A lot was said diplomatically there. A lot of things, put in between the lines, but I'm sure if you're listening, you can get the message that the league sponsor had towards the Football Association. And first, I want to talk about the independence of the league from the association. I mean, we've spoken about that on here before, about how that's a standard procedure, or should be standard procedure, when it comes to running a quote unquote professional league. In any other professional setup that you want to look at, that's how it operates. The association doesn't run the commercial side of the league. Now, when it comes to rules and regulations and so on, yes, that's where the association comes in. But most leagues, 9 out of 10 leagues, have an independent body that the sponsor there is referencing to, an independent body, independent panel, whatever you want to call it, that runs the commercial side of a league. You see that in La Liga, you see that in the Premier League, you see that in your Bundesliga, you see that, we don't even have to go that far. You see that on the other side of the Orange River over in South Africa. Not the other day, but many episodes ago when we spoke about the football in Tanzania, it's the same there. It's not the association running things, so the point that the sponsor is making there is well understood. And it, judging by what they said, they've had conversations about this. It seems that the association has agreed to that, that independence. And actually, as we stand here today, it hasn't been made public yet if, Dab Marine will continue on as a sponsor, but it seems like they were laying their terms there. And as we saw before at the start of the season as well, this conversation came up where they said, we're only going to sponsor if it's an independent league. So, time will tell how this is gonna unfold. It will be interesting to see actually who's that independent body, who is that gonna consist of, and how well they'll be able to do, if they'll be able to attract the funds that they are alluding to. Then also then the whole part about the did not feel respected or valued and so on. I mean, trying to speak on this without giving my personal opinion, but objectively speaking, there's sort of a, I think it's objective to say that, you know, that they're airing out their dirty laundry to the public, which really the, as a public, we shouldn't be privy to this, the standoff between the sponsor and the league. But yeah, that was the Dab Marine Namibia Premiership statement. So give you some context on how the season has gone, off the field at least. And we shall see next season who the sponsor will be and what Namibian football will look like being ran by an independent committee or independent body. Still staying on football, we had the 2025 CASAFA Championships that just concluded this afternoon. South Africa lost to Angola 3-0. So Angola successfully defended their 2024 title. Our northern foes, who we drew to in the group stage, ended up winning the tournament. And as I said, successfully defending their 2024 title. Comoros, the nation we learned about during the under 17 girls championship. They finished third actually after beating Madagascar 1-0. And, another thing I learned today, I did not know that at the striker that plays for African Stars, Ibrahim Youssef, is from Comoros. I mistakenly assigned the DRC to him. I always thought he was Congolese, but he's from Comoros, and they finished third. So, quite an achievement for them. And their football development. On, the rugby side of things, Namibia's, Velvichas edged out Uganda over the weekend. On Saturday, they were playing in Walvis Bay, 22-19. By all accounts, was a thrilling encounter over at the Walvis Bay Private School. Was quite the emotional roller coaster, with Namibia scoring a penalty in the dying seconds of the game, really, to take that one. but continuing their World Cup qualification campaign preparation, they will face Italy on not this coming weekend, the following one here in Ventuk at the Hagigenkop Stadium. And if you listen to the interview we had with the Namibia Rugby Union CEO last week, which, as I always say, you can find on the Eagle FM website or the Eagle FM mobile application in the podcast section. Simply type in the Eagle Sports Zone. You'll be able to listen to that. But John stated that when Italy comes, they're going to come with their full team. If I'm not mistaken, he said that same team is going to play against South Africa right after they play us. So we're going to have a serious international match. Not to say that the one against Uganda wasn't, but we'll have a world powerhouse coming to the land of the brave at the Hagigenkop Stadium that is two Saturdays from now. And staying on rugby, more now on the development side, we had the return of the sevens competition that was announced earlier this week. So let's take a quick listen to some of some of the content and the messages that came from that announcement.
One component that is part of this, will form part of this year's event, there will be also a women's component on the, taking part of the in the August Valley Sevens, and as well as junior. The age group has been determined, and it will be made available during the build-up of the event. So if you have any questions, please shoot to when start up Mr. Vogan Peterson. One component.
There was the CEO, John Haynes, revealing that there will be a women's component this time, which there wasn't last year. So continuing to make strides in the women's rugby game. And following up on that, here were the questions that John alluded to when it comes to the women's participation.
So from our side, it is very important to have an inclusive, competitive environment. The women has always been part of the plan. Last year, we had one game for the women to show that we are working in progress to get this competition to be fully inclusive. This year, we've gotten that right. And the tournament on the final day, which is the 24th and the 25th of October, will be hosted over 2 days. So for us, it's very important to have an inclusive and also a representative rugby competition. And that is what the Longhorns Valley Sevens aims to do.
Question. Obviously, if we look at the growth of sevens in Namibia and the competition that you just highlighted, Mr. Peterson, the question then for the NRU is, will Namibia also have a more advanced participatory role at the global sevens? Because I know that's a very competitive level, and obviously there's first African levels to work through. Is that also the particular dream you're looking at, or are we looking at just firstly embedding it, the sevens format, across the country? So I don't know if it's for you, Mr. Bourne.
Perhaps I can answer that. We are currently busy. I'm not sure whether the Sevens coach has been appointed yet. We are currently busy. It's very important for the Namibia Rugby Union that we also go forward with our Sevens. It has been neglected in the past, but because of our small player pool, we concentrate on the 15s because that's where the money lies, if you can say it like that, from World Rugby side. But we also acknowledge that sevens is a sport on its own, and we need to grow it, and we need to have, the aim is obviously to have perhaps your 15 aside team and your sevens like it's all over the world.
Separate,
yeah, so that they specialize in sevens and they only play sevens because it's a different type of rugby.
And that's essentially why we, as long as Valley, chose to partner with the union on this regard. Is in order for you to progress to an international level, you need to get the sports code relevant and active within the communities. And that will allow you to create a development function that will create a player pool for the union to actually have a base to start working from.
Yeah, just for further information with regards to what's happening with the Global Sevens, there's a new platform or new module that's been designed by World Rugby. It will be made public later this year, I believe during September and October. And as part of the partnership with Ombuds Valley, between Ombuds Valley and the NRU, we will also be the main sponsor for the national team. So if everyone wonders where we are going, we are returning back to the Sevens circuit, and it will be a new format that will be introduced by Rugby Africa on behalf of, or through World Rugby, and that will happen in 2026. What the pathway would look like, we will be able to share that with you before the end of this year.
That was news coming from the Namibia Rugby Union. The question asked there was by our very own Dwight Links, who was present at the conference. So some exciting developments coming in the rugby world. On not only on the senior national team side, but on the developmental side as well, as was alluded to there. Moving on to some netball news. The Desert Jewels, who are taking part in the UAE Netball Cup, they played against Kenya today at the Al Nasser Club over in Dubai. And they actually won. They beat Kenya 41-33 in their opening fixture of the UAE Netball Cup. This is a tournament that includes, obviously, the UAE, Kenya, Namibia, USA, Singapore, and Ireland. So the ladies off to a good start there. And staying on netball, there's an interesting discovery. Not discovery, an interesting announcement was made by the Ministry of Education, Innovation, News, Sports, Arts, and Culture. This was on Friday morning. The ministry had an engagement where they, amongst other things, they sort of, how do I say, laid out their budget. And of course, all the allocations towards schools, towards various institutions, and so on. But since this is the Eagle Sports Zone, there was one particular insight that the ministry provided to us that I was very pleasantly surprised by. And it is as follows, that they have budgeted a total of 4.9 million for a netball professionalization pilot project. This initiative will help identify the most effective business oriented practices in sport, which can then be replicated across targeted sports schools. Now, of course, if you've been a regular listener of the Eagle Sports Zone, you know, we talk a lot about professionalization, a lot about commercialization. And when I heard this, I was quite taken aback. One, because I was just left with more questions. Let me say it like that. I was just left with more questions. And for the listeners, of course, I did submit my questions. We wanted to do an interview about them, but the relevant officials weren't at the time willing to do the interview, but I will assure that we will hear from them in the coming week. I can reveal that my questions were submitted. You know, what I would like to know is what went into the decision of choosing netball for this this pilot project, like what about netball made the ministry, and I'm sure the sports commission was involved in having netball be the sort of guinea pig for this project. And on top of that, what does this project consist of? And what are they looking to see when it comes to this project? But as I said, more details on that will be revealed in the week when the relevant channels get back to us here on the Eagle Sports Zone. But some more sporting figures I can provide from this budget breakdown. Is one of our favorite topics that I still haven't gotten an answer about this thing, is that the ministry has allocated 7.2 $4 million for the establishment of a sport development index. Again, I'm left with many questions about this, because this wouldn't be the first time that as a country we're talking about a sport development index. Remember, I told you guys we received foreign aid from, if I'm not mistaken, it was Germany. They gave us laptops that included the relevant software needed. They gave us some money. The exact amount, I'd have to double check, but this was several years ago now that this sports development index has been discussed in the Namibian sports industry. So now we're putting 7.2 million towards this index once again. Let's see if this time it will actually kick off. It will actually be used. It will actually be implemented. And let's see if we'll get information about this sports development index. Because remember when we spoke about this, this was last year when we first started the Eagle Sports Zone. It's when we started talking about this sports development index. No one till now knows what it entails. What are the benchmarks they're using? What is the index system? All of those things we don't know yet, even though it's been in the works for five plus years. But they also stated, which I believe we reported on before as well, that 148 million has been allocated towards the African Union Sports Council Region 5 youth games that are happening in little under a month now. On the 3rd of July is when they begin here in Windhoek. And institution-wise, they revealed that the National Namibia Sports Commission will receive $21.897 million for the financial year 2025-26, of course. And another thing they sort of stated is that they're allocating money, didn't say exactly how much, but the reform of the NSSU was sort of put in bold there. So again, NSSU, another institution we've spoken about here many times, their past, you can say transgressions are well documented. We don't need to get into that, but yeah, some interesting developments happening in the local sports world. And on the other side of these tunes, as always, from our resident uncle here at the Eagle Sports Zone, Mr. Jimmy Cliff. On the other side of this number from Jimmy Cliff, we will speak to the head of marketing at the Namibia Football Association, just to get his thoughts on the season. get the association's view on the season. And yeah, we'll take it from then, as I said. Let's hear from our Uncle Jimmy Cliff.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh. and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
All right, we are now joined on the line by the Director of Marketing and Sales at the NFA, Mr. Isaac Hamata. Mr. Hamata, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Hidi. Good evening to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you for making time for us today.
Thank you.
Yes, and as you know, the Debmarine Namibia Premier League season came to an end this weekend. Just if you can, give us your thoughts on the season overall.
Yeah, I don't know where to start, but first of all, let me congratulate African Stars for winning the league again. I think that was a marvelous run. Although it is not like last season when we already knew with a couple of games to spare that they were clinching it. This season it took us the last two matches or three matches to know whether African Stars were going to win. They needed a draw in their second last match or so.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations all the same to African Stars. Congratulations to Mervin Kasetura for taking Golden Gloves. Congratulations to Mbakonja, the young man, Jaikika.
Mm-hmm.
For taking the Golden Boot, Charles Hambira for taking the Player of the Season. What an achievement for the club and for the three of them. And I think the rest of the team and the management must really be proud of their achievements. They scooped everything that was on offer. I think it was a good run for African Stars in general and for the league, for African Stars in particular, sorry, and for the league in general.
Mm-hmm.
We had our ups and downs, but on the whole, the target that we set to conclude the league within a particular time, that has been met. Remember, we had the unfortunate passing of our founding father and other incidents that necessitated us to move a few games forward. Luckily, no major hiccups during the season, no legal issues per se that would have kept the game of football hostage or so.
Yeah.
So we are here. We are celebrating a successful season. Obviously, as I always say, lessons to learn for the next season.
Mm-hmm.
But again, congratulations to everybody involved. All the other 15 clubs that were also part, took part in pushing African Stars to where they ended on the top. So it was, I would sum it up as another successful season. Of course, successful doesn't mean 100%. There's always space to learn. Yeah, so that's where we are. That's how I would sum up the season.
Most definitely. And if you can, what are some of those lessons that you mentioned that you would like to take into next season?
No, it's just efficiency. It's just efficiency. Doing things faster, better, and so on. Consulting. There's always consultation, but maybe do it in a different way. Do it better.
Yeah.
Like I say, I always look at the lessons learned. Sometimes you would be faced by by stadium issues.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you would be booking a field and you are told afterwards that no, we made a mistake. The field was already booked by somebody else.
Yeah.
So not necessarily that these are issues on the side of the FA or the league directorate, but just that you are now learning that always have a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Always make sure that once you have booked this, have a plan B, and once your plan A works, cancel the plan B or tell plan B's people that doesn't we have succeeded with our plan A and so on. And just be on the constant engagement path with your stakeholders.
Yeah.
Keep them abreast. It's a dynamic sport, football. Unfortunately, we don't own our facilities. We had referees issues at some point, which we dealt with. Hopefully, there was no boycott of any league matches.
Yeah.
All misunderstandings about people who say they have not been paid, but when you cross-check the accounts and statements that they have been paid and so on. So that is what we went through, and those are the learnings that we want to go through next season as we embark on the 2025-2026 season.
Most definitely. And now, staying on African Stars, last African Stars question. In your view, what do you think they are able to do different compared to the others? I mean, it's now their third league title in a row. What is it about Stars that it seems that the rest of the league can't replicate.
Look, I'll probably have my head chopped off. if I say things, I'll be perhaps looking like I'm promoting African Stars, but
yeah.
I have known as a person, as an individual, I have known African Stars
mm-hmm.
for many years as I do other clubs. There's always been, especially in the last 5, 6, 7 years, a different form of efficiency and organization that you do not see in other teams. There are other teams that do that are efficient, that are planning well, but African Stars was just a cut above the rest. The seriousness with which they do their things, the commitment they show to the players,
yeah.
when they step on that field, it's the aura is different.
Mm-hmm.
They have the backing of their supporters, which you would not see other teams have. And mm-hmm. maybe that is the 12 men for African Stars. But in the office, that's where it starts for them, where things are planned. You see, when they did the... when they played... there's a match they played at the Independence Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They organized... it's a final. They organized the police escort. They had a walkabout, the drive about.
Yeah.
All of these things. You have not seen this thing from other clubs. People, we think they are crazy. But that is where the world has already moved to. The world is now starting to think of other things.
Mm-hmm.
African Stars is now introducing those types of innovations in Namibia. And those in India themselves, the player field, ma'am, I'm being honored. I'm being paraded.
Yeah.
My supporters are waving at me. Other teams, and maybe just that small thing gives impetus to a player to just up their game. And they are hungry for more. They've won it once. They've won it twice. They've won it thrice. And so they go. They're saying, already I received a message from former chairperson, Mr. Patrick Auta, saying, this one is done and dusted. We are done with it.
Yeah.
We are looking on to the next one.
Yeah.
You see, and that is the mentality of a professional.
Exactly.
You celebrate on the day that you are awarded the check and the trophy. Tomorrow you go back to the drawing board. You must plan. So African Stars stood out for me in that sense. And I hope other teams cotton on to that. They learn what's happening
mm-hmm.
And do the same so that we can make our league more competitive, not just on the playing field, but
yeah.
in terms of how it is organized, how fans are engaged, how we really sell the brand of football.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, and we've always been having this debate, whose responsibility is it to promote league matches?
Yeah.
African Stars are self-promoting them. They're promoting themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
That doesn't need anybody to promote them. I also say the way they handle their VIPs, for instance.
Mm.
They have a program there. They have an official access card. They have everything. It's smooth when you enter. I'm not saying other people don't do it, but I'm putting together all these things
mm-hmm.
that made African Stars a successful team. And if other teams don't learn, I think they'll be left behind. And you'll be sitting with one team dominating the football space and running its own race while the other 15 are running a separate race. So you wouldn't really want that.
Yeah, we don't want to have like a South Africa situation where the same team wins for 8 years, stuff like that.
No, you see, okay, now you are touching on the roadmap. They, I am a Sundown supporter, but this is...
Oh, okay.
So but you see, I am saying, Edi, you can win the league 20 times. It's okay. But let everybody be at least be seen to be doing the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Let everybody be seen to be doing the right thing. Obviously, there's always going to be only one team winning the league. But push the winning team to the hills. Make them sweat.
Yeah.
That one final point that they must get at the end of the season only. I remember 8 years ago when Pizzo almost relegated the team. But in that one season, the league was decided in the last 5 minutes of the league. Last 5 minutes where Chiefs lost and Pirates and Sundowns won. That's how they were. All the season,
yeah.
Chiefs was ahead. So that is what you want to see in our football, where up to the last day, there should be drama. Even the top goal scorer. If this season, a little bit of top goal scoring is zigzagging up and down, Zunzu coming up, Chaikika, and so on. So all of these guys, everybody having an opportunity to take the lead, come down and so on, until Bakwanja now won it with 15 points, which is one less than last season, as a matter of fact. Awilo took it last season, the Golden Boot, with 16 goals. This season, It was Shaigika. Marvelous young man, I must say. Marvelous young man, I think he has got a bright future.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at his pictures 2018 when they played the under 20.
Yeah.
Kosapa, and that's where the guys, people are saying, where is this guy coming from? He has been around.
Yeah, he has.
He has been attention to junior football. So, but back to the Premier League, I think, as I said, we all need to do the same thing. Unfortunately, it's a 100-meter race. Only, mm-hmm. There will only be one winner, but let us all put 100% effort in making sure that the league is interesting.
Most definitely. Now, you alluded to, you know, having to sell Namibian football better and so on. As the director of marketing and sales for the association, in your view, what has been the, how can I say, from a marketing standpoint, what has been your view of the season?
Look, I always measure the season in terms of the engagements mm-hmm. of our people. And I have regard for the fact that, Not many people have attended live football matches.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an area we need to work on. We need to ensure that we engage fans more.
Yeah.
But the direction that the world is taking is that there will be supporters and fans who will not necessarily go to the field. But how else do you engage them?
Mm-hmm.
How else can African stars, Tigers, Juninho, whoever, how else can they get that dollar from that guy who doesn't attend soccer matches, but he has a dollar to spare?
Yeah.
How else can a soccer team? Look, I come from Lutterett.
Mm-hmm.
Lutterett doesn't have a Premier League. Therefore, no Premier League match will be played in Lutterett. But there are people who are interested in Premier League football.
Mm-hmm.
How do you engage them? What are those strategies that you are able to exploit so that you can have as many people engaged? Social media has many people who comment on results, fixtures, performances. And then we must say thank you to those teams that are putting their matches on live stream. African Stars has been the most consistent.
Yeah.
Maybe if they have missed matches, it's maybe one out of the 30 that they have missed in terms of live streaming. All of their games, even their away games,
yeah,
live stream.
Definitely.
And people now see and they create that affinity towards their players because they see their players.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying that there's a lot that the league, which is now run by the NFA, and the clubs must continue to do. To continue to engage the fans. We went to all these sorts of courses that we have learned. So it's now time to implement fan engagement strategies. Obviously, some of these things are Eurocentric. You must customize them for the Namibian market. How do we engage a guy who doesn't have, for instance, data?
Yeah.
In Europe and other countries, data is very, very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
How do we engage this guy from a social media point of view, from a location, candidatura point of view? Are the facilities there? What can we do with them? So we are looking at all of those things. Hopefully they can be implemented in the next season or the other one, so that at least, even if you don't attend the match, that you know
mm-hmm.
that this guy, wherever he is, his ear and eye is on a Premier League match somewhere.
Yeah. Now, my follow-up question to that is, I don't know if you're in a position to answer this, but the response from the youth in general when it comes to Namibian football, how... In your view, what has the response from the youth been during this league season? Are they, have you seen engagement from them, or is it mostly people outside of the youth bracket that have been engaged with the football?
When you look at the matrix and the statistics on social media, which is really your only measuring tool at the moment,
mm-hmm.
when you look at the age bracket between 19 years old to 35 years old, and a bit of, you find the seniors also commenting, but they have regard for the fact that your elderly people are not media savvy. They'll probably be on radio.
Yeah.
I listen to a few radio stations, although I don't understand the language. I hear the engagement.
Yeah.
People are asking issues, providing advice and so on. So there is, from the youth perspective that you have asked, you see good numbers,
mm-hmm.
but whether they do attend is a different matter.
Yeah.
So it's those people that must continue. Why are they not attending? Will they attend if certain things change?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things we will have to ask ourselves in this off-season, so that we can have more younger people come to the stadium. But I can tell you, I have seen many young people, because the footballers are becoming younger, so these guys are coming to see their peers.
Yeah.
So it's exciting that they are there, but many more need to come.
Most definitely, most definitely. Mr. Isaac, unless there's any last words you'd like to leave with the listeners before I let you go this evening?
No, I just wanted to share some stats. I've been in anticipation of this discussion.
Okay.
I just wanted to share some stats to compare last season versus the one that just ended yesterday.
Yeah, please do.
The first one, obviously, again, 480 matches that we played.
Mm-hmm.
Last season, we had a total of 551 goals scored. This season, unfortunately, it's 25 lesser. It's 526 goals that were scored.
Okay.
We had more goals conceded last season than the current season, 596. This season, we only conceded 589. That's now a total of the total 16 teams, and there's a difference of seven more conceded.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of the stats that people would really want to look at in terms of comparing the two seasons.
Yeah.
The top goal scorer scored one less. The number of goals scored in total, 25 less and so on. But yes, something that we left out, is for the first time since 1990, but if you want to go pre-independence,
mm-hmm.
when the National League was really started in 1985,
okay.
It's the first time this season that the league played without Orlando Pirates, who were relegated last season.
The first time?
It's the first time since 1990. After independence, it's the first time since 1985 that Orlando Pirates did not feature in the Premier League.
Oh, wow.
So, and the only teams since 85 that are in the Premier League, as far as I can remember, that they were not relegated and promoted back and forth. African Stars and Tigers since 1985, they started the National League together, which was called the Namibia National Soccer League. And it goes for the young people. That is what they are interested in.
Yeah.
So, Orlando Pirates being a big team, you have now, this is not maybe part of the discussion, but Black Africa, as we know, provisionally relegated to the second division.
Mm-hmm.
They were, in terms of the number of leagues, they are now tied with African Stars. I think they're also tied in terms of cups now, because they didn't play this season in the Premier League, of course. So those are the things that would excite young people. Young people are about statistics, and also elderly people would want to know. Obviously, as we conclude, unfortunately, our new boys, Blue Boys and Cookertops, were promoted together with KK Palace. They were relegated. KK Palace survived.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Boys and Cookertops went down. Our Southern team, Young Brazilians, provisionally relegated until it's confirmed. That's why I'm using the word provisionally, because there has to be a meeting where the executive of the Football Association will now sit and look at the statistics, the reports that they will be given by the administration, and reflect on the season and then declare the winner, and then declare that the teams have been duly relegated. And when the playoffs take place, or when the first division teams are promoted, and then also pronounce themselves that these following teams are now duly promoted. They look at all the issues, whether they're disciplinary issues, all of that. Luckily, as you would know, just last week, the Southern Stream First Division took a decision. There was a complaint about Marinda Sports Club that used a player that was supposed to be sitting on the bench because of red cards. Mm-hmm. And they took a swift decision there. In the past, these things took some time, and we were left in quandary to say, which way are we going? It was swiftly dealt with. Black Africa were given those points, and the matches continued. Now we know which teams are provisionally relegated, which team was provisionally promoted. Congratulations to them in advance if that's the position of the FA at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That is what you want. Those are the learnings. In previous seasons, we took long to make decisions. Now the decision was taken as soon as the complaint was raised. The matter was investigated. The team was found to have erred. And then the decision was taken. And that's what we really want in terms of football. Decisions must be made before the next match so that everybody has peace and they can plan, the coaches can plan their games properly. So, yes, those are the highlights of in the stats of the season in a very nutshell. But congratulations once again to everybody. And I must say, the media played a role. Without the media, nobody will know, whether it's social media or traditional media. There are people, as I said, in towns where the Premier League matches do not take place.
Mm-hmm.
Others do not have the means, even if they stay in Bendu, Wofis Bay, or Shakati, Rundu. They don't have the means to go to the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But they follow through the media. And we'd like to thank the media through you, and I'll have the opportunity to thank everybody, that you were always there. As we are talking now, somebody is listening. they are picking up on the states and the issues we are raising. Yeah. Thank you very much that you were there. To, although we knock each other, we beat each other, that is what football and sports is about.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what do we want? We want our football to be run in a proper manner. That's really what everybody is looking out for. So thank you very much to you and everybody in the media space. I think when the new season starts, we will work again together again. But now we are focusing on the first division, those ones that have not been concluded. Mm. And the second division, there will be playoffs by the winners of the second division team to see which one goes to the first division. So that is the excitement that is still left.
Of course, of course. Thank you. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thank you very much, Idi.
And have a good week ahead.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, there was Mr. Issa Kamata speaking to us there, the Director of Marketing and Sales at the Namibia Football Association, giving us some insight there. I did not know that this was the first season, essentially in Namibian football history, even pre-independence, that Orlando Pirates wasn't part of the league. So I'm actually very shocked by that statistic. And also that it's only Stars and Tigers that have yet to be relegated from the league. But when I think about it, it actually does make sense. You know, for as long as I've been able to follow Namibian football's Stars and Tigers, especially, have always been big clubs. Yeah, it was always Stars, Tigers. Even now that I'm thinking about it, yes, actually Pirates as well. So, shall see when they'll be able to make their way back. And Black Africa, of course, well, one of the major powerhouses. But and we shall see when they'll be able to make their way back to the promised land that is the Premier League. Don't forget, if you'd like to tune in, you can dial the number in the studio at 081-200-4144. That's 083-288-4041. The number I gave before is for the villager, to subscribe to the villager. That's the 200-4144 number. To call into the studio is 083-288-4041. That's 083-288-4041. If you'd like to give your opinion on the football season that just left us, the interview we just had now with Issa Kamata from the NFA. And I actually wanted to ask him this as well, when he was giving the stats about the goals scored. I'd have to go back into my database real quick, but it was less goals scored this year compared to last year. And much like last year as well, to me, it's very interesting that a midfielder wins the top goal scorer of the season award. I mean, of course, hats off to the midfielder putting up an exceptional season. Being able to score from midfield is not an easy thing. So, but the fact that 2 years now in a row, a striker hasn't won that, the top goal scorer award. Or maybe you can even say a wide forward hasn't won the top goal scorer award. I don't know. Could one say it's a reflection of an overall striker problem we have in the country? Maybe, maybe not. But pretty much the men's top flight season, as well as the women's top flight season, in terms of amount of goals scored, It's not that huge of a difference. This season in the FNB Women's Super League was 500 goals total. Last season was 531. And if I'm not mistaken, they have... Well, I know their league has about four less teams than the men's team, so they're actually scoring more goals per game than the men even, actually. Yeah, that's just something that came to mind now when he was speaking, but the top flight season is over. As Isak alluded to, we now wait to see who is going to be promoted. But what we do know, I mean, he said provisionally, but it's pretty much confirmed. I mean, it's something miraculous would have to happen for one of young Brazilian blue boys or Cucatops to not be relegated. Especially since the gap is 11 points. So, if it comes out there's a discrepancy there, then something is very, very wrong.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Oh, you
suicides. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? Oh, but who would they judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it loud and pick it sound. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. We have about a half an hour remaining before I let you go this evening. Do remember the line in the studio is 0832888401. That's 0832888401. And in some more local news, actually. The much anticipated fight between Harry Simon and Ninja had to be called off over the weekend due to a quote unquote last minute decision due to quote unquote Harry Simon's medical condition. I mean, they haven't seen any more details regarding exactly what this medical condition was, but apparently it could only be picked up minutes before the fight was supposed to take place. Which would now be this would be the second time they fought? Well, they didn't fight this time, but the first one, I'm sure you all remember that one, the one that took place here in Vintage at the country club. The draw, I'll put that in air quotes, the draw. And, now this again. You know, it seems, between these two. It's always something on the controversial side happening. But in local news on the international stage. This is now in the cycling world. Namibia's very own Roger Searen, who we've interviewed before, on Eagle FM. He won the junior boys category at the SA Cup Series X CO2 that's happening in Pietermaritzburg. That was earlier this afternoon. So very big congratulations to Roger as he continues to dominate races, not only here in Namibia, but he's doing so now in South Africa as well. And as I alluded to earlier, we have the Region 5 games coming up, where we will, as the host, not sure if it's actually, if it's a host privilege, but we will have the most athletes competing at the games. With, we have 314 athletes will be representing Namibia in athletics, basketball, boxing, football, netball, swimming, tennis, table tennis, judo, karate, volleyball, esport, and for the first time ever at these games, the Special Olympics. And the country with the second most athletes is going to be Zimbabwe with 277, followed by South Africa with 269, which is then followed by our other neighbors, Botswana, with 258. And the least amount of athletes will be brought in by our brothers and sisters over from Mozambique with 77 athletes. Zambia is bringing 164. And Malawi is bringing 234. And then Lesotho, 94, and Eswatini, 107 athletes will be coming to the land of the brave to showcase their talents. And, from the, on the other side of this, we will see if we can get some post-match reaction from the Angolan team over at the COSAFA Championship.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact EagleFM today. EagleFM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Oh yes,
are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. The time is now 32 minutes past the hour of 7. As always, I will be with you until 8 p.m. The line in the studio is 0832-888-401. And that's 0832-888-401. The one thing I wanted to briefly touch on as well is the commencement of the FIFA Club World Cup, the new edition of the FIFA Club World Cup, and of which there is 4 African representatives, being obviously Mamelodi Sundowns with our very own Peter Shalulile leading the line. There's Al Ahly is in there as well from Egypt, Esperance, and I never know how to say this team's name, but Wydad Casablanca, I believe from Tanzania. They are in the competition. And Sundowns are in a group with Fluminense from Brazil, Dortmund, as we know, from Germany, and then a team called Ulsan Hyundai from South Korea. This is a very lucrative tournament. All in all, there's $1 billion in prize money to be dispersed amongst the teams. The prize money allocation for this tournament has caused some interesting conversations to take place in the football world. A lot of people, I'll get into the numbers briefly or shortly after this, but many people are saying that it's going to, the main argument against now this new format and all the money FIFA is throwing into it is that it's just going to increase the gap between the teams that have and the teams that don't have. So for example, Sundowns. We know how much financial power they have as exists without competing in this competition. And I'll tell you in a moment how much money they're going to get for just competing. Never mind winning anything in the competition, but just being present in the competition. There's a big argument to be made that, yes, as South African champions, that's their merit for being included. But when they're the only team included from South Africa and they end up walking away with tens and tens and millions of dollars, or rand, I should say, it widens the gap even more. And so you have to ask yourself, what exactly is the purpose of this tournament? And what was the reasoning for expanding it the way that they did? And obviously, since the World Cup will be in the United States, it made sense that they were going to host, or that they are hosting this tournament in the United States as well. But now what we're experiencing, and what's being reported, is that low attendance, which, yes, is not a good look. I mean, how many FIFA competitions do we know of where the stadium isn't sold out, essentially. It's not many. And when you... think about all the teams that are competing in this, it's supposed to be the world's best, essentially, in one competition. And at the moment, at least, they can't attract fans to the stadium. Partly due to the fact that, you know, matches are happening in the middle of the week, people are at work, things like that. And the exact amount that Sundowns is going to receive, that they're guaranteed, no matter what, if they go there and lose three matches in a row, 5-0 each, they're guaranteed 174 million rand from this tournament. And then for every win that you get in the Club World Cup, there's a bonus of $2 million per match win. So 36 million per match if they win. So for example, if they were to beat Ulsan Hyundai, that's an automatic 36 million going into the coffers of Mamelodi Sundowns. Which is quite remarkable. And hopefully at the next edition, they're going to expand it to include Namibian teams in there also. That would be a sight to see, most definitely. Do you remember the line in the studio? It's 083-288-401, and that's 083-288-401. One more time, 083-288-401. Today we're, if you're just tuning in, we're keeping it local, talking about local sports, the happenings in the local sports world over the weekend. We, of course, had the crowning of African stars. We had some rugby going on. We had some netball going on. Action-packed weekend.
Oh,
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Before the break, we were talking about the Club World Cup and the big sums of money that teams competing there are essentially guaranteed to receive. And speaking of the Club World Cup, Bayern is currently beating Auckland City 8-0. Inter Miami and Al Ahly played as well. That was actually the tournament opener. And that was the JSP match of the week, which, if you aren't competing in already, stay tuned to our social media pages to always see the JSP match of the week to be able to claim or to have the chance of winning the $1,000 in bonus money that you can get by participating in the JSB match of the week on all our social media pages. And of course that of JSB as well. Once again, don't forget that tomorrow is the Villager e-paper day. If you haven't subscribed yet to this e-paper, this interactive e-paper, by the way, that allows you to interact with the content that you're seeing, whether that's redirecting you to a different outlet, different page. There's no better place than the Villager e-paper. Stay tuned to the social media pages as well of the Villager. That's the Villager newspaper on Facebook, on X, on Instagram. So you can always know what headlines to expect tomorrow or the following day, which we will briefly go through. We have Windhoek ranked among Africa's top 10 cities. We have Namibia's financial reform efforts overlooked as the EU maintains high-risk status. And eSIMs to replace physical SIM cards. And then 135 million in electrification subsidies. But we'll be back on the other side of this.
The best just got better. Bharti's fiber packages that give you unbeatable internet speeds at unbelievable prices. Enjoy speeds of up to 10 megabits per second, starting from just 500 Namibian dollars, excluding VAT. Sign up now for these fiber packages that are pushing the boundaries of innovation, so you can enjoy more connectivity, faster browsing, at even more affordable prices. Visit your nearest Bharti's offices to find out more, or go to bharti.africa/Namibia to sign up online.
Are you struggling to get through to the studio?
It all hang out.
June 7 Adventure Tours is offering an exclusive 20% discount for all local Namibians for the month of June and July. Get ready for an unforgettable quad biking and sandboarding adventure in the dunes. Parents, please bring the children to come and have fun on 20% discounted prices this coming June and July month. For more information, contact 081-624-9665.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
And that is it for this evening. Another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. We will be back at same time, same place. That is next Sunday evening at 8 p.m. At 6 p.m., excuse me, until 8 p.m. And once again, don't forget to grab your edition of the Villager e-paper coming out Monday morning.
Make you feel secure, remove all your doubts, so that you know for sure that you're the apple of my eye, girl. Fulfill me of my dream. Time will show the value of just what you mean to me. More precious than silver.